Beis Hashem, continue our shiur in Sefer Simcha Chadasha. We're holding in Siman Yutet, which is Dinei Birkot HaShechita. So far, we introduced the law that one is required to recite a bracha before the Shechita. We also discussed the halacha of one that forgot to recite this bracha. We also established that Birkot HaShechita is only recited if one has the ability to eat the meat that was slaughtered. The Pasuk said, "Bezavachta ve'achalta," you should slaughter and you should eat. Based on this, the rabbi on the next Seif Bet, will discuss one who wants to slaughter an animal that may have a defect. How does one go about the bracha? Can he recite Birkat HaShechita or not? The Maaseh, he will check the animal afterwards and investigate as to whether it's kosher. The rabbi writes, if one slaughters something that may have a defect and it therefore requires a post-shechita investigation, the rabbi now will split it into two cases. One is lechatchila, and one is if that's not possible. The first is yihader achar eze bal chai lishchoto bebracha kodem sheishchat hasafek v'yichaven liftor gam et hasafek v'chenu hagin. Ideally, what one should do is he should bring another animal, slaughter it with a bracha, and intend to include this defective animal in the blessing that's said over the animal that's presumably kosher. Which means to say that he brings another animal that there's no she'ela regarding its status of trefot, and you are motzi that animal that's in safek, and that therefore you don't have a problem with the recital of a bracha. That's lechatchila. What happens if that's not possible? You're right. Svim en lo shum davar, lo yivarech ki im achar habdika shiimatzeh kasher. This is a big chidush, and that if there's no other animal to slaughter, and he just has this one animal that has a reuta, has a safek of perhaps being defected. So if there's no other animal, then it is proper to say the blessing after the investigation, after the bdikot. And if the animal is found to be kosher, then he can recite the bracha. So this is a big chidush, because normally we have a klal of kol habrachot are said over la'asiyatan, before the mitzvah is performed. That's normally said. But over here, where that's not possible, because it might be a bracha levatala, we allow the person to recite the blessing after shechita. Now the rabbi, regarding this case of where one does not have another animal, and he's going to recite the blessing after he checks the animal to verify that it's kosher, he writes, "V'lo yafsik ben shechita lebdika uben bdika lebracha." This person must be careful not to pause between the shechita and the bdika afterwards, meaning one should make sure that he makes no hafsek between the slaughter, the bdika, and when he will recite the blessing. Because if there's hafsek, then one can no longer recite the blessing. Like he writes over here, because he didn't have the ability to make the blessing earlier, he's going to recite it later. It's not nitche. But if one was distracted, he was mafsik after the shechita, prior to the recitation of the blessing, he no longer has the ability to recite the blessing. So in summary, one is shochet davar d'tialed bo re'uta that requires a b'dika l'achar shechita, so there's really a lechatchila, and if that's not possible, lechatchila he should be mehader achar bal chay acher, and he should recite the blessing b'kavana liftor the animal that's with the re'uta. And if he doesn't have a bal chay acher, that's step two, then he does slaughter this animal, and he's bodek after shechita, and if it's kosher, then he recites the blessing. And that's only if he made no hefsek between the shechita and the b'dika, and the bracha. Why? Because if he's mafsik, then he no longer has the ability to recite the blessing. That's Seif Bet. Now let's move on to Seif Gimel. The rabbi now will talk about the halacha that one may not recite the blessing, or any blessing, where the place is dirty. There's a din in Orachaim, Siman, Ayin, Vav, that tells us that one may not recite a blessing in a place where there's an odor that bothers the one that recites it. Now the rabbi will discuss this din in regards to shechita. The rabbi writes, "Im shochet makom etunav shasu levarech sham." If a person is slaughtering in a dirty place where it is forbidden to recite a blessing there, now the rabbi gives two options of what he can do. One, yilech lemakom sheachol levarech, yivarech v'yilech lishchot, v'lo yifsik v'dibur me'abracha d'achar shechita. Means the first option the person has is he should go to a place where it is permissible to say the bracha, where there is no bad odor, and he should go there and recite the blessing and then go back and shecht with no hefsek. The rabbi now gives another option. The other option is, if there's walls, if there's a mechitza, he is allowed to shecht in the dirty place if he goes outside that dirty area that's blocked by the mechitza. He goes there, recites the blessing, and shechts. But that's as long, of course, that the bad odor does not come behind that mechitza. The rabbi writes regarding these mechitzot, v'nirali d'dafka sheha mechitzot gevohot asara tefachim. He writes that the walls must be at least 10 tefachim high in order to allow the person to recite the blessing there. The rabbi here basically is telling us two options of what one can do if he wants to be shochet v'makom netunaf, that is asur lebracha. One option is he should be marchit l'makom, that he could make a blessing, should make the blessing, come back and shecht. The second option is, if he's in makom she'ivshar l'achik, he can't walk away, but there is a mechitza, there is a wall, he should go behind that wall, and he should make the blessing. That's Se'if Gimel. Let's move on to Se'if Dalet. As we know, there's three categories of Baalei Chaim in Halacha. We have Ofot, Behemot, and Hayot. Ofot are birds, Behemot are domestic animals, and Chayot are wild animals. The rabbi here writes, Hashochet harbe behemot chayot v'ofot, bracha echad lekulan. Meaning that if one wants to slaughter many domestic animals, wild animals, and birds, only one blessing is required for all of them. There's no need to recite a separate blessing for each and every one, or for each and every type. So I'll now just give a small introduction to Se'if Hei. And that is that according to the Simla Chadasha, if two or more people are slaughtering Baalei Chaim, and they're all prepared to slaughter at the same time, or like he says it, within Toch Kedei Dibur, which is approximately 3 to 4 seconds from the moment the blessing will be recited, then it is best that only one person says the blessing, having in mind to include everyone else. And then the Shochtim are to recite Amen. At the end of the Seif, we'll see that the rabbi writes that Chatchila is proper, that everyone should not slaughter at the same time, or one right after the other, so that each person will be able to recite the blessing for themselves. So that's the Chatchila, but if they all are, the rabbi holds that only one person should recite the blessing and be puter everyone else. Everyone else should answer an Amen. So the rabbi writes, Shnaim oyoter sheshochtim kol echad val chai, nirali, it appears to me, im kulam mezumanim nishchot yachat, and if they're all ready to shecht at one time, or toch kedei dibur, then only one person should recite the blessing, and they should both have in mind that they are motzi each other, and they should answer Amen. And then they should all shecht toch kedei dibur of his blessing. As a side point, the rabbi writes, "V'afilu lo anu amen yatzu v'di'eved rak sheichavnu latzet v'shmiatan." Even if the other shochatim did not say amen after the one that recited the blessing, they are included in his blessing as long as they intended to be included in the blessing which they heard. Then the rabbi writes, "Aval imenam mezumanim lishchot yesh lahem lechaven shelo latzet v'birkato shel ze v'yivarech kol echad le'atzmo." That, however, if the others were not prepared to shecht at the same time as the recitation of the blessing of that shochet, he should specifically have in mind not to be included in his bracha, and then they should each say the blessing for themselves. The rabbi writes, "V'di'eved yatzu afilu k'hai gavna rak im kivnu latzet v'lo hefsiku b'dvarim acherim." That in such a case where, even if it was longer than toch kedei dibur, and these people heard this guy make a blessing and they had in mind to be motzi, then or they did not have an hefsek, then they're yotze through him, even though it was longer than toch kedei dibur. And in the end, the rabbi writes, "Mechatchila ra'ui shelo yishchetu pam echad v'samuch v'techav ze achar ze b'li hesech adat kedei sheyivarechu echad l'atzmo." And that's what we said, that it's proper that everyone should not slaughter at the same time or one right after the other, in order that each shochet could recite the blessing for themselves. I'm going to summarize what we just learned. If you have shnayim or yoter, two or more people that are coming to shecht kol echad ba'al chai, who says the blessing? So let's start with the lechatchila, and if they are all ready to shecht together. So number one is that lechatchila, it's ra'uy that they should not shecht b'pam echad, or one after the other, without a hesechadat. Why? Because we want every shochet to recite his own blessing. Two, if they are all ready to shecht together, toch kedei dibur of the bracha, then only one person should make the bracha, and he should be mechaven to be mutzi everyone else. And they should have in mind to be yotze through him. And they should also say an amen. And we learned that amen is not me'akev. They are not mizumanim lishchot along with him, and they should have in mind specifically not to be yotze through his bracha, and each one should make a bracha for himself. V'di'evet, if they had in mind to be yotze through him, and they were not mafsik, and even if toch kedei dibur passed, they still were yotze, v'di'evet. We're now up to Seif Vav, which we'll also talk about. A person reciting a bracha with the intention of including the other people who are slaughtering. This case is interesting. It's one person coming to be motzi other people, but the person that recited the bracha was min abel of the behema that he shechted. The rabbi will discuss if the other people were yotze through his blessing, although that happened. The halakha, the rabbi will tell us, is that if they answered amen for his blessing, then they're yotze, although he was min abel his shechita. If they didn't answer amen, then it's a safek if they were yotze. So let's see it inside. Im barech echad v'hotzi kulam v'habal chai shel ha-mevarech mitraf mikol makom yotzu ha-acherim. If one person said the blessing with the intention of including the other people who are shechting, and the animal of the person who said the bracha was a nevela, the other people included in the blessing were yotze, and they don't have to say the bracha again. The rabbi qualifies. V'mira li dafka k'she'anu amen achar ha-bracha, aval b'shmi'a lebad mispeika li im yatzu, kivan ditgale milta sh'amevarech atzmo lo haya chaya b'bracha. That we only say that they are yotze through his shechita, although it was nevela, if they said amen after the blessing. However, if they did not answer amen after his bracha, the rabbi is not clear if they were included, if they were yotze, by simply hearing the blessing. Why? Because it became apparent, it's iglai milta, that the one that said the bracha was not really obligated to say the blessing because his animal was in a villa. So the rabbi writes that in such a case, ulachen ish lahem lafsik behesechadat vivarchu lemash ishchatu achar akach. And if one did not say amen in the above case, and they should distract themselves, they should make an hafsek, and then come back and say their own blessing before their shechida. So in summary, someone made a blessing lo tzi kulam, and the balchai of the mevarech was nabel, it was a nevela. If they answered amen ala bracha, the shum'im were yotze. If they did not answer amen, they just heard, there is a safek if they were yotze. And the rabbi writes, and he advises that they should be mafsik with a hesechadat, and they should come back and make a blessing for their shechita.